March 29th, 2021. The time is 1 p.m. Roll call, please. Did you not hear me?
I'm sorry, Congressman. I had to come from the other room to my desk.
Okay, my
Congressman
apologies.
Walker. Congressman Walker.
Clerk, I've received a message that I will continue to try to help Congressman Walker get on, but he is not finding the details right now. I'll help him.
Okay, thank you. Congresswoman Shaw.
Present.
Congressman Keene.
Present.
I think I
Congressman
have...
Maker. Congressman Maker. Congressman Big Horse.
Present.
You do have a quorum.
Okay. Let's give Congressman Walker just a second to see if he gets on.
I'm sending Congressman Walker and Congressman Maker both the invite again.
Okay, because yes, I talked to Congressman Maker earlier and he was going to be on. I guess we can continue on and they can come in whenever they make that connection. Next would be prayer. Congressman Keene, would you render a prayer?
Yes, please bow your heads. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for being here today, and we ask that you just watch over us all and bless us all. And if we have any loved ones suffering from COVID or any illness, we ask that you lay your healing hand on them. We also ask that you give us wisdom and foresight to better lead the nation and make good decisions here today. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, sir. Okay, next on our agenda is approval of minutes. You have minutes in your packet. If you'll take time to go over those.
Chair Big Horse.
Yes, Congresswoman Shaw.
I noticed on the start and adjourn time, both of them say PM as opposed to AM.
Did you catch that, clerk?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, ma'am.
Chairman?
Congressman Maker?
Yes, I want to just make sure you know that I have arrived.
Had a little technical
issues getting in. But I'm here now. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Chair Big Horse?
Yes, Congresswoman Shaw.
Motion to approve the minutes of October 1st, 2020 as amended.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed, motion passes. Moving on to article number 6 on our agenda, consideration of ONCA 2118. Congresswoman Goodfox is the sponsor. Congresswoman Goodfox?
Yes, sir.
You had the floor, ma'am.
Thank you. Good afternoon, committee. Bill number ONCA 2118 is an act to amend the annual salary of the principal chief and the assistant principal chief in accordance with Article 7 of the Osage Nation Constitution and to establish an alternate effective date. This piece of legislation would increase the chief's salary from $95,000 to $150,000. It would increase the assistant principal chief's salary from $75,000 to $115,000. In 2006 was the last time, actually, the chief's salary has never been amended. It was established in 2006 when the first Congress and the Chief Gray took office under our new form of government. The assistant principal chief's salary at some point, I don't know the time frame, was adjusted from $71,250 to $75,000. Just a few numbers to take into consideration that I took into consideration before filing this bill was that in 2010, the gaming revenue that we were working with was 30 million plus, I think 300,000 or 400,000. In 2014, it was 40 million plus, I think 300,000 or 400,000. And then, of course, we're closer to 50 now. And the membership in 2006 was 8,927. In 2010, the membership was 14,233. And in 2021, as of about a month ago, the numbers I received were 24,469. So the chief position, that's the head of our nation. We've grown in tribal gaming dollars to add more programs and services. We've increased our enrollment number and we've increased our employee number. And so it was something that I felt like it needed to be addressed at this time. So I drafted the legislation and have it at your committee. And that's all I wanted to say for right now. I didn't know if anyone had any questions.
Okay.
I have one other thing. This wouldn't be effective until July 5th of 2022.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Are there any questions?
Yeah, Chair Bickhorst, this is Congressman Keene.
Yes, Congressman Keene.
I'm happy to support this legislation. I think it's pretty jarring. We haven't seen an increase in pay for the chief in 15 years, so I just wanted to go on the record and say that, and that it's important to pay a good salary to attract good talent. And I think we've kind of been behind the ball all these years. So that's all I want to say right now. Thank you.
Thank you, Congressman. Any other questions or comments? Hearing none. I just wanted to make a couple of little comments. I too support this legislation. I thought probably around 2016 or so there would be an increase for the chief and assistant chief. I'm surprised it has gone this long. But I do have a question for the sponsor, and you may have to get with a numbers person, but what is the percentage in increase?
Well, it takes, hold on just a second. It increases the chief's position by $55,000. And then it increases the assistant chief position by $40,000.
All right. Thank you, ma'am. I believe that's still about half of what the majority of the tribe's leadership earns. But that's all my comments.
Thank you.
It's a 63% increase in pay for the chief, if you wanted percentage-wise.
Okay. Thank you, Congressman.
Here, this is Paula. Did he say 36 or
63?
Okay, that's backwards. It's a 36% increase.
Yes. My bad. Thank you.
Thank you, Congresswoman. That is
Here, I have a question. Maker.
Yes, Congressman Maker.
Yeah, I just had a question for the sponsor. Where did you get the number you came up with for the increases? We just heard that the increase is like what Congressman Keene just said, 67%. Is it based on like maybe what some of the other tribal chiefs or chairmen or you know what their whatever their title may be or what they're making, or how did you come up with that particular number? Thank you.
Thank you, Congressman Maker. I came up with this number just looking at, I did look at a couple of the, hold on, I'm trying to find, I did look at a couple of other nations. Their membership is much larger. Like the Cherokee Nation chief makes, actually in 2018 or 2019, I can't remember what it was. That chief received like an 83% increase in pay, and their salary is in the over $300,000. But they have, you know, they have over 100,000 tribal members too that they're serving. I looked at kind of, I thought about the pay that we have for the Treasury Department and the Attorney General, and they're both over $100,000. And so I looked at the fact that our chief is, you know, the one responsible for not only our executive branch, but spends the, you know, the majority of what our funds go towards, and is the person that is going to discuss things like water rights and different negotiations with at the state and federal level. And it was just a number that I thought was a fair assessment for what they do in their seat and then the number of tribal members that they're serving.
Yes. May I ask another question, Chair?
Yes. Congressman Maker, before you do, the percentages on the increase was not 63%. It was, I was corrected, and was 36%.
Mr. Chair, as a point of information.
Go ahead, Mr. Maker.
Okay, well, Well, what I want to make it clear, I'm in favor of the increasing chief assistant chief salary. I was just curious to, you know, how the number was came up with, and I didn't know it was based on the tribal enrollment numbers. I guess it is. I'm in favor of this, but I just wanted to just a little more information on it. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just had a point of information. All I'm calculating is just the base pay. I'm not including any of the employee benefits or any of the payroll taxes that come with it. Just the base pay from $95,000 to $150,000 is a percent increase of 57.89%. And $75,000 to $115,000 is 53.33%. That is just the base pay, not inclusive of any of the employee benefits or any of the expense allowances. So I just wanted to provide that as a point of clarity and point of information.
All right. Thank you, sir. Are there any other questions? Comments?
Chair Bickford.
I have one more. Chair.
Oh. I think I had Congresswoman Shaw first.
Yeah, I yield to Congresswoman Shaw.
Thank you very much. Just a quick question. Does the budget support, seeing that it will go into effect before next fiscal year, does the budget support that type of increase?
Mr. Chair?
Yes, Jordan.
The effective date is July 5th, 2022, so it wouldn't go into effect until after the next election. The projected cost during fiscal year 2022 would be roughly $32,709, and then a full year's, that increase in cost, that's how much it would increase it by with the IDC and benefit increases and salary increases. And then the total annual increase would be, it wouldn't affect this fiscal year, but starting fiscal year 23, it would be $134,990 extra each fiscal year.
All right. Thank you, Jordan. Does that answer your question, Congresswoman Shaw?
It certainly does. Thank you very much. I missed that.
Congressman Baker?
I just had another comment. Well, I know the chief, you know, has to do a lot of negotiations, and I know what he has to do. And does he need a increase in their travel budget? Because I know he has to go out to Washington D.C. and a lot of traveling. I just wonder if he had enough money in his travel budget. Or does he take care of that? Thank you.
I would imagine that if he was running short, that he would notify Congress. But that's just my gut feeling. Seeing no further questions or comments, Congresswoman Goodfox?
If no one has any questions, like the budget analyst had mentioned earlier, this wouldn't take effect until July of 22. Then I would make a motion for the committee to pass this to Bill number ONCA 2118 to Congress with a due pass recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Okay, motion passes.
is the intention of celebrating and expressing who we are as people.
Excuse me, there's some feedback, but that was the only piece of legislation that I had on the agenda for today. Next is adjournment.
I make a motion to adjourn.
I agree with you. It's an awesome thing. I think, yes, it's wonderful, but...
Motion to adjourn in a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 This meeting is adjourned.
Thank you.